You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
At this time on Friday's show, we started this thing where we had our listeners ranking breakfast foods.
We had a little list on our Facebook of like the top eight or something that you could choose from. And yeah, well, you guys went at it.
Now, disclaimer, we said from the beginning, hey, we can't list every breakfast food, so just chill and just roll with it. Mm-hmm. But that didn't stop some people from getting all over our case.
Where's the biscuits? Yeah, where's the biscuits and gravy?
Can you just relax? It's just a stupid breakfast food.
It's like the top eight that you could basically find on any breakfast menu. So just
relax.
This doesn't mean that you can't just go out and still have your breakfast biscuits and gravy. You still can.
Eat what you want. We don't care.
It's fine with us.
I got some personal message from someone that says, I'm a little bothered and offended. I think they used the word offended.
Yeah.
They were offended that we didn't have oatmeal on the list.
Didn't have oatmeal.
I'm offended you didn't list oatmeal.
A lot of us like oatmeal.
What is it like to live your life? If that offends you.
You can go today and buy all the tubs of oatmeal that you want.
Anyway,
go for it.
We did have eight of them, and a lot of people, listen, 99.9% of people are absolutely charming, delightful, and fun. Thank you. We love you. It's just that 0.1% that we occasionally have to talk about because the other 99.9% of us, we walk amongst these people.
Yeah.
So you all know what we're talking about. You live with them too, so. Are you ready for the final rankings?
What you got?
Number one out of the eight. And it was neck and neck between one and two, but by a total of, they were separated by nine votes. And we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tallies. They were separated by nine votes. Number one, the traditional breakfast platter.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which we said was essentially, and it could have various forms, but essentially like the eggs, toast, bacon, or some other kind of meat, hash browns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, and hash browns.
That was number one, but a very close second was the breakfast burrito. And I did not think that would be number two. I didn't think it would.
It's convenient. It's kind of universally loved. You know, it's big in offices, I guess. And
yeah.
Okay, well, I got no beef with that.
And I will tell you this, Jer Bear, the one and two, then there was a huge gap. So those two ran away with it. Number three was French toast.
Oh.
Right. Followed just barely behind that was the omelet at number four. Pancakes, which makes me sad because I'm a huge pancake
I do that
fan.
Over French toast.
Pancakes number five. Waffles number six. And then the two that brought up the rear. I mean, way back, both of these. Donuts at number seven. And Jeremy, you'll be happy to know, since you bashed it on Friday.
Ugh, that's so gross.
Cereal came in last place.
Suck it, cereal. Soggy cereal. Yuck. Cold milk. Ew. Well, good. I'm glad to see that came in last. Now, what do we do with this list? Absolutely nothing.
Throw it away.
But you know what? If
someone is thinking about opening up a breakfast restaurant, all you need to know is that you need to put traditional platters, burritos, French toast, and omelets on there, and you're going to cover about 90% of people.
It's a recipe for success right here.
And then when those oatmeal people come in, good luck to you.
Good Lord.
Man, our thoughts and prayers go out to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because the oatmeal people are difficult. And I love oatmeal. I had oatmeal on Saturday. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never write to a radio station and complain.
And it's the thing. It's like I wouldn't go into a restaurant and order oatmeal. With all the other choices, why would you order a bowl of oatmeal? I don't get that. But I guess they're out there. People are out there.
They're storming the castle, my friend. Mm. Have fun storming the castle. Speaking of your castle.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how you adorn the castle. Jeremy was posting something last week about posters.
Posters, yeah.
You want to take the ball and run with it?
The post, I mean, we might dabble in that, I guess. But yeah, the post was, who did you have on your wall as a kid? Who did you have hanging on your wall? And then man, all the comments were coming in from sports players to movie stars to models, and the comments were great on all the posters you had on your wall as a kid. So Dom and I were talking about that off the air, and then it kind of bled over into other things as far as how you decorate your house. And my example real quick is I've talked numerous times on the show about how I like 80s action figures. I'm a big He-Man, Masters of the Universe toy collector. I know, it's nerdy. It's just something that I do. It just reminds me of my childhood. And it was fantastic. I was so excited to find out that my neighbor across the street is the same as me. So I thought I'd do something funny, and I went on to eBay, and I ordered a giant Masters of the Universe flag. And I went out to the front of my house where I usually have, you know, the American flag and the little flag holder, and I pulled that out, rolled it up, put it in the garage, got another pole, put the He-Man one on there, and put it in my flag holder, and there's a giant Masters of the Universe flag flying out in my front yard.
Couple Does it have Skeletor on it or anything?
It just says Masters of the Universe, oh, and it's okay. The logo.
No She-Ra or anything?
No She-Ra, none of that. A couple days later, dude across the street comes walking out with his giant Skeletor flag and plops it into his flag holder. Uh-huh. Bigger and better flag, thank
had
you very
one
much.
Up you.
So we had battling 80s action figure flags.
Battling dorks.
Battling dorks, essentially. The funny part, though, was the first day when I put mine out, Nicole was not home, and she came home from something and pulled into the driveway and got out of the car and was like, no, that's coming down. You're making us look like idiots. That's coming down now, today. Get it down.
She made you take down your He-Man flag?
She was threatening to call our HOA in the neighborhood and report our house. She's like, if that doesn't come down, she's like, I'm going to make an anonymous call to the HOA and report our house for tacky flags that's ruining the neighborhood. So I left it up for about another 30 minutes, and then I did end up taking it down because Mama was not happy about that at all. Total buzzkill. But we were laughing. It's like all the dorky stuff that you put up at your house. Were we talking about yard gnomes or something the other day?
Yeah, lawn art is a way of describing it. We figured all of this created, I think what I called it was the unholy trinity of house dorkdom. So you've got the posters on the wall. You got the flags like Jeremy's He-Man flag. And then lawn art, which mm-hmm. could be anything from the flamingo, the pink flamingos,
oh, yes.
to the garden gnomes, to
those all the weird statues of ducks and pigs and all that stuff that people put outside that it just doesn't fit.
I go for a walk just about every day, about a 4-5 mile walk every day. And I live kind of in the boonies. But I go past this one house, and they have got this lawn art out close to the street. It's two large deer that are, like, lying down. You know, they just have their, like, the way deer, they don't lay on their sides, you know, but mm-hmm. they just kind of collapse their legs.
Yep.
Kind of like, you know, camels do or whatever. And it's these two deer, and I've walked past that probably 200 times, and still every time it makes my head swing around like, oh my God, there's these giant animals right here. And it's their lawn art is deer, which you don't need because there are enough real deer running around everywhere. You see them every day around our houses.
Uh-huh.
You don't need fake deer.
If anything, I guess that's bringing in more deer, right? Because they think it's real deer. So they're like, hey, this place is cool.
Now, this is not funny. I'm not, and Jeremy, don't you laugh, because you would be tacky if you laughed. But about a month ago, sadly, a real deer got struck by a car and was on the side of the road, I swear, not 60 feet away from these little statues of the fake deer. And then there's a deer carcass lying there. And in my head, I thought, did these people contribute to the death of the deer because
Absolutely.
The real one thought these were real
hey,
ones and was
guys,
coming over to talk
up?
To them?
Brad!
Yeah. It's like, you guys are always sitting here. Why?
What a view! And he comes running over and,
So I was like, did they contribute? Were they accessories
to this murder? Did you drag it up onto the
murder?
Lawn and lay it next to the other two?
Oh, man. No, I just wait for the buzzards. Where we live, there are actual buzzards, and they show up, man, like crazy. Man, have we got some great messages. I think I'll take the phone call first, and then we'll read the messages.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's Joey. Joey! Hey, Joey!
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey.
What kind of dorkdom stuff do you have at your house?
Well, so my daughter was, I think, four. It was about two Christmases ago. She told Santa Claus she wanted dog statues for Christmas. And so Mrs. Claus went out, and she found two solid concrete dog statues that are about 300 pounds each and about 3.5 feet tall. And they currently reside on each side of my daughter's playhouse in our backyard.
Oh, okay. Oh, classy, man.
At least it's in the backyard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it's in the back. But my wife does what she can. She puts on little hats on the dogs for all the different holidays.
Oh,
and stuff.
No.
Come on. That's
little bunny ears and everything.
Oh, hats, you know.
Oh, my God. No. No.
Joey. Thanks for the call. Have a great day, buddy.
You bet.
Bye, Joey.
Thank you. See, that's good. What do you got?
A couple here. I got one from Lori and one from Kathy. Lori says, my husband has wall-to-wall video game posters in our garage, which is fine, I guess, when the door is closed.
Yeah, posters in the garage is acceptable.
She says, every time our garage is open, it's so, with about 40 O's, embarrassing. A 40-year-old man should not be in this much love with Super Mario. That's Lori. Kathy wrote in, I don't know if this is kind of dorkdom, but it's funny. She says, no joke, our neighbors have the unfortunate last name of Farts, spelled F-A-R-T-Z. They got one of those big rocks that you can engrave your address on in their front yard, so it has their address, and right above it, it says Farts. They totally own it. Beautiful. We always tell people we live next door to the Farts family. Just look for the rock. Oh, she says, I'll send you boys a pic. Lots of love, Kathy.
I love that. Megan says, I feel Nicole's pain. Jeremy was talking about how his wife was going to, she threatened to call the HOA on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Megan says, I feel Nicole's pain. My husband puts out his SpongeBob flag every once in a while. He's 29 years old.
You need to leave that man.
Cal, I'm guessing that's short for Calvin, maybe. Cal says, my wife has lots of lawn statues like unicorns, gargoyles, and leprechauns. We have no HOA and probably could never live anywhere that has one. That's probably
true. Yes, you'd get fined.
And then the winner, I think, though, is Olivia, who wrote in, we used to live across the street from people who would put up some strange banner on their garage door. And we couldn't figure out what it was. One day I finally asked the woman when I saw her at the mailbox, and she said they put it out when they had their swinger parties identify the house. Olivia says, I'm sure I completely turned red and scurried away.
Uh-huh. But I bet you're looking every time that banner's out.
You know, just out of curiosity, I'm wondering, is there a certain design on a banner for that?
Is there
that
a
you hang
logo?
On the garage?
A swingers logo?
Is there?
I don't.
You live in Littleton, which is supposed to be the swingers capital of America, right?
I had no idea.
Yes, you did. You knew
I
that.
I have no idea.
Is it still the swinger capital?
I don't know.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just talking as a fact.
You do you. Or
yeah, people, well, whatever, you know, whatever blows your skirt up, man, that's fine. I just am wondering, is it still Littleton? I would search that. I don't know if I want that on my search history.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. I am going to type it in. Littleton Swingers Capital of America. Let's see.
Everyone's very friendly in Littleton.
I know this. Here's a story from Bill Houston. Still around? Is he still writing for the Post? The Golden Circle Social Club in Arvada is the oldest swinging club in America.
I thought they just recently busted one up in Highlands Ranch.
Why would they bust it? Why would they be busted?
I don't know.
It's not like illegal.
I think people were complaining, right? Because the amount of people, I hate to say coming and going, but from the house.
Right.
You know, it was like
arriving
constant,
and departing.
Arriving
from
and departing. Yeah, there was a lot of traffic, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I just am curious what the flag looked like or the banner.
I don't know.
All right.
Somebody send us that.
Please.
Just so we know.
Oh.
People look out.